Good day. My name is John Milan, and I'm a member of Shofar Christian Church in Stellenbosch. And it's my pleasure to share a few thoughts with you out of Matthew 16. Won't be looking at the whole chapter, but we'll be focusing on Matthew 16, verse 17, 18, and 19. So we'll pick up the story where Jesus is walking to Caesarea Philippi. It's a town about 50 kilometers north of the Sea of Galilee. It's an archaeological ruin today, but it was a big city at that time. And on the route, Jesus says to his disciples, "Who do the people say that I am?" And I can imagine the disciples sort of looking at one another and one or two saying, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Others, Elijah. Jeremiah, perhaps?" And somebody said, "Well, one of the prophets." And so Jesus turns the question to his disciples and he says, "And who do you say that I am?" Peter answered the question and he said, "You are the Son of the living God, the Messiah." And in verse 17, we then pick up Jesus' response when he says to Simon Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Peter," or Simon bar Jonah, which means Simon the son of Jonah, "for flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but God our Father who is in heaven." I'm not sure how you're feeling at the moment, but on the day that I did this preparation, I had some news that sort of made me feel, "Oh dear, what's the point of life?" Perhaps you go through those days now and again as well. And you know, as I did this preparation, God said to me, "You know, the most important thing about any person is the revelation I give them of who Jesus is. That, much more significant than anything that you can accumulate, any knowledge that you have, any power that you have, any money that you have, the fact that I reveal Jesus to you makes you unique. It makes you most significant to me. And that's what the point of your life is." And so I want to encourage you that if you know Jesus Christ, don't ever forget that it was God who revealed Jesus to you, or the Holy Spirit who is God too. That same thought is captured by Jesus in John 6, verse 44, where he says, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him." Our significance lies not in what we do, but in what God has done for us. Jesus carries on in verse 18 and he says, "And you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." And there's been quite a lot of speculation as to what the rock is, but I want to just suggest to you that the rock that is the basis of the church is the revelation of Jesus. And I'm not discounting the incredible role that Peter had at that time as apostle, before that as disciple. The fact that he wrote a book or three books in the Bible, obviously he's significant, but I believe that the revelation of Jesus is what defines people as being part of the church. And it's that that is the rock upon which the church will be built. And then Jesus says, "The rock upon which I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." In the Old King James, which is what I used to read when I was a kid, I used to understand that as being that hell would sort of come forward to attack the church, and they wouldn't fortunately just make it. But that's completely the wrong way around. Newer translations have corrected that by pointing out that the church is the aggressor. The church is the one that attacks evil. And you know, in this time of uncertainty as well, one of the things that we must never, never forget is that the victory has already been won at the cross. Evil has already been defeated. And although we are still working hard, as it were, following God in defeating evil and pulling down structures of evil, the ultimate victory is never in question. It's like when you switch on a light, and this is what we read in John, in the Gospel of John. It's not as if darkness has an opportunity to say, "Let me just have a graceful exit, give me 5 seconds." No, the light obliterates darkness. It disappears when the light shines, and so it is when Jesus shines. The gates of hell will not prevail. They won't be able to withstand the onslaught of the church. And the last point, which Jesus picks up in verse 19, is one that has had books written on it. Certainly lots of sermons, but I only want to make one comment about it. Jesus says, "And I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Without going into any more detail, I think it is pretty obvious that what Jesus is saying here is that he's giving us authority. And you know, authority is one of those things that gets misused so easily. And the model of authority that we have around us is not one that we must look at. We must look at the life of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' life that we see that the authority he had as the Son of God was also an authority that made him a servant. And so, as somebody has said, we must rule with the hearts of servants and serve with the heart of a king. That is how we exercise the authority of love that Jesus demonstrates in his life, not by lording it over other people, but by serving them and by honoring God in doing so. And so in summary, God reveals Jesus to us. Don't forget that, first point. Secondly, that's the bedrock upon which the church is built. Thirdly, the onslaught on evil has already been won, and we are to continue in that way. And lastly, remember that the authority we have as church is an authority to serve. God bless you as you go through the remainder of whatever remains of lockdown. May you especially know the significance of your life because of what Jesus has done in it. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you especially, Lord God, that you sent Jesus to be the living word, to bring us life, life forever. We thank you that whatever the circumstances are that we live through, that nothing changes you, that we can live in the glory of the knowledge of Jesus' victory over death, over evil, over everything that confuses and makes it difficult for us to live. Thank you that we can keep our eyes on you and that you reign forever. In Jesus' name, amen.